It was time. He'd been mine for 6 months now, and he was everything I wanted him to be. Virile and masculine, but not afraid to serve me. Powerful, until he wasn't. Strong, until I made him weak. For me. And so very beautiful. He took care of himself, and he knew how to take care of me. He understood that submission didn't mean that he was weak or less of a man. But he knew from the very beginning that I would be withholding sex. I didn't need him to fuck me. I had other men for that. I knew it made him jealous, but it also kept him in his place. As much as I knew he would be good in bed, I decided from the first time we spoke, he would never fuck me. It's just the way I am. I know in the first 10 seconds, yes or no. But I told him just because he wouldn't be fucking me, it didn't mean we wouldn't be fucking. He didn't understand what I meant and told me as much. I told him he wasn't ready to know what I meant. Not quite yet. That was 6 months ago. Today he is ready. Today he is going to find out. In the center of the room, I set out my pegging bench. It has a padded top, two rails that sit about 6 inches below the surface, and two sturdy stirrups designed to securely bind his legs and spread them open. I invited half a dozen of my best friends, all of them dominant women. It was a rite of passage, and I always think that those things are so much better with witnesses. It was a chance to dress up a bit in our favorite fetish wear and catch up. He stood motionless in the corner, hands cuffed behind his back, blindfolded, his cock caged. He knew he was to stand there silently, waiting to be called. I'd kept his cock locked for a month now. It suited him. He wasn't small by any means, but I wanted him to understand that that was not my focus, and it was not the source of his worth. His cock was meaningless. What meant something was his heart, his service, his devotion. On those fronts, he exceeded all my expectations. Keeping his cock locked kept him focused, and I liked how it looked. He knew it no longer belonged to him, that it was mine. Once the conversation waned and the tea and cakes were finished, it was time for the main event. Two of my friends took him by the hand and walked him to the center of the room. Still blindfolded, he stepped carefully, allowing the women to guide him to the table. Gently, they lowered him onto his back and removed the blindfold. I was dressed in my favorite latex catsuit, knee-high black leather boots, and, much to his dismay, an 8-inch strap-on. Thick black silicone, strapped tightly around my waist and hips. He closed his eyes and looked away. I stepped to the side of the table, guiding his right arm down to the rail and pulling up two wide leather cuffs and debuckling them tight, pinning his forearm to the bench, immobilizing him. I did much the same to the other side. I watched as his eyes grew wide, focusing on the strap-on, his mind racing with the possibility of what was to come. I ran my hand over his chest before pulling the strap up and buckling it tight, pinning him to the table. Now even raising his head was a challenge. I lowered the headrest, allowing his head to tip back, and pressed my cock to his lips. Kiss it. He did, eyes closed, breathing shallow, fingers wriggling. I pressed it into his mouth, easing it in slowly, watching as his lips wrapped around it. I pressed gradually until he choked. I eased back and pressed it in again, and again, and again, fucking his face. When I slid it out, it was coated in his spit and he was gasping for air. I said nothing. I stepped around to the front of the table and raised each of his heels up, placing them into the stirrups. I pulled the straps tight, buckling them. I stepped back, looking at him, his eyes still watering from the face fucking I just gave him. I smiled at him and laughed a bit. I told you there would be fucking, baby boy, I said to him. I pressed the stirrups, pushing them forward at first, bending his knees towards his chest, and then I gently pushed them apart, spreading his legs wide open. His locked cock straining against the cage containing it, pressing it away from his body, pre-cum dripping from the tip. And his ass was splayed wide open. I reached down and pressed my fingertip to his asshole, just teasing it a bit. He gasped at my touch. I turned to my friends. It's his first time, I explained, which set off a round of soft laughter and comments. From now on, baby, this is how we're going to have sex, I explained softly. He closed his eyes and nodded. I could feel how much he wanted to please me, to be strong for me. But in this moment, there's no way to be strong. All you can do is surrender. I coated the strap on in lube and pressed the tip to his ass. I pressed it ever so slightly, letting the cool, slippery tip start to invade him. I'm going to fuck you now, I said a bit coldly. He squirmed instinctively as I pressed harder, opening him up. He couldn't move. He couldn't struggle. You are going to be my fuck toy now, I told him, pressing harder. I felt the pressure build, and some resistance. And then, to the sounds of his deep moans and desperate gasping, I slid into him. I felt a rush as I penetrated him. It was only an inch or two, but it was enough. He felt it. I was inside him, invading him, fucking him. Oh, I pressed more and it slid deeper. 4 inches now. 5. Oh, I watched his face twist in shame, pain, and helplessness. I pressed harder. I wanted to feel my skin against his. Oh, slowly now, but almost there. He's crying for me. I accept his tears. I dig my hands into his hips, nails cutting into his flesh as I press all the way inside. He tries to squirm, to get away, to do something to stop the invasion and violation, but nothing works. I am all the way inside him now, and I lean forward, looking into his eyes, watching him, You're mine now, I tell him, as I slowly withdraw the silicon cock. He seems relieved as it slides out, but without warning, I press into him again, fucking him harder this time. He's crying again, not sobbing, but real tears. And I fuck him now for real, thrusting in and out, stretching him, fucking his ass, pounding him. Oh, I'm sweating in my catsuit. My head is starting to swim, and I feel myself getting ready to come, the back of the dildo ramming against my clit. He starts begging me. I think he's going to beg me to stop. Oh, but he doesn't. He begs me to fuck him harder. Oh, I do. I start to come as I ram the cock into his ass. And I look down and I see his caged cock throbbing and twitching. The flesh of it is mangled and swollen by the bars of his cage. Oh, his face is twisted into an expression I have never seen before. I start to moan and whimper as I orgasm. Oh, and I see his cock is now twitching in the cage. Oh, and cum is dribbling out in long, thick streams. Oh, not squirting, just leaking. Oh, that is all you get, baby, I tell him as I slide the cock out of him for the last time. He closes his eyes, motionless. I walk around to the other side of the table and run my fingers through his hair. I look down at him and smile. You are truly mine now, I tell him, smiling softly. He swallows a bit and looks back at me. Thank you, Mommy, he whispers back to me. I forget that there is anyone else there, and I lean down and kiss him.